Matthew chapter 7. You know what? Let's start at chapter 6. Don't know it by now, I'm a stickler for the red words. I believe in them with all my heart because I believe that these are the words of Christ. And the words of Christ are a foundation for everything. There's a second set of red words. You have the red words in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But there's another set of red words. And I mentioned this last night. I had a chance to minister in Bible study, training in the Word. And there's a second set of red words in Revelations. The difference between the two sets of red words is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are accounts from different people of the same things going on. So it's four different accounts of the same thing. The account in Revelation is just John on the Isle of Patmos. He has a vision. Jesus comes to talk to him and tells him things. But those red words in Revelations are corrective to the church. Never knew that until I really kind of slowed down and paid attention to it. But they're corrective. So everything that he was saying, giving words to the seven churches, and he was giving words to the church of Philadelphia and Laodicea. I don't know how to say all the names. He was giving, and everyone was correction. He said, "Yes, listen, I know, I see that you're working hard, and I see that you're doing things really strong in my name, and you're really trying to get." He said, "But I got something against you." He said, "Because I have this against you, you need to go ahead and change this. I'm gonna come and move the candle out of that place." They were all corrective. And the reason it was correct, so now you have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then you have the book of Acts, which begins the Christian church, which begins the church as we know it and Christianity. You do not see the word Christianity or Christian in the Gospels. You don't see it at all. Jesus never said it one time. Right? They begin to call them Christians because the root word of Christian is Christ, so everybody's always trying to put a label on something so they can put it in a box. And if I can put a label on you, then you can wear the label of the team and never make a bucket. Right? You can wear the jersey and whatever your team name is, right? But never score a point. Never run a play, never get a yard, never get a basket. But you're still wearing the jersey. So what's crazy about that, when teams win championships, everybody get a ring. Because they was on the team. But sometimes you ain't contribute. Right? So there's this team thing, the Christians. And so we can sign up. Sign up, get on the team. Ain't no cut list. I remember in seventh grade, you used to have a cut list. You go try out basketball. I got cut my seventh grade year because the coach was football and basketball coach. I didn't want to play football for him, so he cut me off the basketball team. Yeah, go look at that list and see if you made the cut. Yeah, Christian ain't got no cut list. Right? You sign up, you in. But are you contributing? And the contribution can only come from your identity, who you are. So now I got to go beyond being a Christian to being Christ. Say, I am Christ. All right, and I know when you say that, we've been here for a long time. Sometimes you say that, it makes you a little nervous. We're a little better now because we've been saying it for a little while. But it makes you a little nervous because you're like, say, I am Christ. Remember, Christ is a title, not a last name. It's Jesus the Christ. You, whatever your name is, the Christ. Yes. The anointed one is anointed. The one that's carrying the name of the Father. Yes. All right? So now you have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then you have the official church starts in the book of Acts. Mm-hmm. Fun fact is those same people that started the church in the book of Acts are the same ones that ran and fled when they came to get Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's the same people that denied him. Same people that read off. I was reading the other day. And we point out Peter a lot. Peter said, "Lord, I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you." But right after that scripture, right after he said that, it says, and the rest of the disciples said the same thing. The rest of them agreed. So now when you see Peter next time, he's like, "What are you with him?" He said, I don't know the man. They say he started cussing. I don't know. Three times denied. He said, "I don't know the man." Right? The rest of them did the same thing. They said when they came to get Jesus, they said all the disciples forsook him and fled. The disciples, the disciples. Those walking with Jesus, which makes me understand that walking with Jesus is not enough. Amen. Just saying you were with the man is not enough. Just saying you saw the miracles or you were in the sanctuary when that happened is not enough. And so now we go, some of these same people, as I had to point it out, you have to, I'm going to speak this in my next class too, we did this in Living by the Book, but you have to use your imagination, you have to break things down and pay attention to what's going on. You have to read the scripture, not as a rule book. Yes, it is a holy book, but it gives holy instructions. It is still a timeline and a storyline to show us who you are. Yes. Are y'all listening to me? So for years, and y'all gonna agree with me, for years we've been reading it and picking out the rules. Mm-hmm. Yes, we pick out the rules, we pick out the principles, we pick out all these things, and we've been leaving out the people. Right. You know, and because we leave out the people, we've been leaving out us. Wow. Right, but you gotta read it this way. So sometimes there are things in the Bible that contradict. Mm-hmm. You ever seen anything in the Bible that contradict before? Yeah. And you have questions. Well, I don't know, all this is written, the Holy written by the Word of God. Why is it contradicted? Why? Yeah, because we live in contradictions. You ever been a living contradiction? Yes, you have. Amen. I'm going to do this, and you don't do it. I need to do this, but I don't do it. Living contradiction. Oh, wretched man am I. Paul said that. Things I know to do, I don't do them. And things that I know I shouldn't be doing, I end up doing. Oh, wretched man. But thank God through Jesus Christ. Because it goes back to personality. Principle is cool, but principle is nothing without personality. The personality fills the principle, not the other way around. Are y'all listening to me? So now we're in the book of Acts. And so you get some context of why we are where we are today, all right? Because same people that ran off, it's the same people that when Jesus got crucified, they weren't there. They weren't there. They weren't the ones that come and get him. They weren't the ones to take his body down and put it in the tomb. They weren't there. They were gone. Not only were they gone, but they went back to who they were before they met Jesus. It's in less than 3 days when Jesus comes back after getting up. He comes back and he starts finding all of them. They scared. They in the house scared because they think they about to come get the rest of them. Uh-huh. You know, when they used to put out a revolt, you had to kill everybody that was a part of the revolution. Yes, Lord. That's why Peter was really denying. Well, he wasn't denying Jesus because of his greatness or his morality. He was denying Jesus because he knew they were going to string him up. Mm-hmm. He was trying to save his own life. Y'all listen to me. Yeah. And so now within a matter of 3 days, he goes back and finds Peter, and Peter's going back doing the thing he was doing when he found him 3 years before that, fishing. I need you to understand the context. Jesus gives them instructions and tells them different things. Then they begin the church. All right, we got to know who the people are, though. Right? Yeah, we got to know what's going on. Right. So now we got Acts. We got the book of Acts, and then you go through Romans, and then you go all through Corinthians, and then Galatians, and Ephesians, and we go on through the end, all the way to Revelations. And now in Revelations, which is the last book in the Bible, we don't go there too much because it's got a lot of stuff going on in Revelations. We're seeing dragons and animals and all kinds of stuff. I don't know what they're talking about, and all these heads and everything. Okay, we're going to figure it out later, right? But I can't understand the red words that show up there, and he's always correcting. So he does not negate the good things that you've been trying to do. Yes, you've been trying to do a lot of good things. Yes, you've been trying to say this, and you've been eschewing evil. Yeah. But I got something against you. And the same thing that he's saying he got against you is the same thing the enemy holds against you. The enemy says, I see your works, but do you know who you are? Right? I see the good things that you're doing. And I see your buildings, and I see your clothes. I see who are you? Because if you don't know who you are, none of those things matter. So now it becomes a correction of all the things. Because he said, yeah, you go back to your, he told one church, go back to your first love. Go back to the first thing. Did you do the first thing that I told you? Because possibly if you did the first thing that I told you, the foundational thing, the thing that we build, the rock that we build the church upon, right? We read that chapter, right? If we go back and do the first thing, then maybe you won't have to do so many other things because the foundation will be laid for the thing. Are you understanding? So when you skip the first thing, then you have to work backwards. You ever trying to do something, trying to cook something, or you're trying to build something, or you're trying to put something together, but you go in the wrong order? You ever got something and you didn't read the instructions when you were trying to build it? Yes. Come on, all of us, right? Because I saw the picture on the front. I saw the picture on the front of the box. Yeah, right. And then, you know, I knew, you know, I could do this. I'm just going to assume that this piece is the same piece as that. These screws, all these screws are the same. They're putting together like you know. Right? Before you know it, you done put it together either backwards, or you done put it together raggedy, you missed some screws, you finished building, and you got a bunch of screws left. Right? And the thing don't say you got extra screws, so something wrong, right? Come on, you've done that. Somebody laugh, we ain't done that before, right? Like, right? And then what you end up doing is either building something weak, which can't hold what you bought it to hold. It's not just nothing wrong with the pieces. You built it wrong. Right? Or you build something, and now it's on backwards, and now you got to tear it down. Just to rebuild. Pray to God your screws ain't stripped. You don't strip you. You know, you get what I'm saying? Are y'all understand what I'm saying? And so now building is but the order is important, right? You don't batter something after you put it in the grease or whatever, right? You got to do it before, right? Don't make no sense. Are y'all understanding me? The order makes a difference, doesn't it? You can't put your seatbelt on before you get in the car. Come on, just use your imagination. Put the seatbelt on. I tell you what, go to your car after you leave here and put your seatbelt on before you get in the car. You literally can't do it.
That's right.
Order. But if you do the first things first, right? Try to get home before you put it in drive. Put it in drive before you put it in reverse if you got to back out of somewhere. Y'all understand what I'm saying? The order makes a difference. The order makes the ease. The order makes the progress. The order makes the flow. And so if we don't build properly, right, it won't stand properly. So this thing, it talks about, and I got to go back, it's Matthew 6. So now we're talking about it's corrected. So Matthew 6, I was looking at something in Matthew 7, but we'll read, and he goes on, say, chapter 6, and I need to read all of this. I do. Because he gives them some instruction. I need you to find, just look, is these a... Your word, you read, right?
Yes.
Matthew chapter 6? You read, so it's Jesus, right? Okay, so when we read this, you're not going to say, I'm saying nothing, right? You know, it's Jesus saying it, right?
Yes,
we're just going over the words of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see if we can find some of the church in here. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Yeah, verse, and I could read it, verse chapter 5, too, because chapter 5 is, you know, it gives the beatitudes and all the things. Go, if you slap your one cheek, turn the other, all the different things like that. But chapter 6, he says, take heed that you do not do your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore when thou doest thy alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in their streets, that they may have glory of what?
Amen.
Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. What's their reward? Glory of men, because that's what they've been looking for. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thy alms may be in secret, that thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of.
Mm-hmm.
Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou shut thy door, pray unto the Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee. See, they're doing what they want to do in the open for the openly reward. But the only reward they're going to get is what the man wants.
Right.
I want you to find this out now. I want you to pay attention to what's going on. You, whose reward? Whose reward you want? You get what I'm saying? So now, do it on the inside. Surely God is in this place. I didn't do it on the inside. Right? Ego is an amazing thing. Ego has been the problem since the beginning. How do you think he got him to eat off that tree? That serpent started snake charming the ego. Well, you know. You're gonna be, He's trying to hold something back from you. He just don't want you to be like him. You're already like him. Ego is an amazing thing. Remember, that's the same men. The reward of men is the same men that we're going to read in a minute. He said, get behind me, Satan, for thou savest things that be of, talking to Peter. Remember that? Because thou savest things that be of. Verse 7, when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Now Matthew's 5, and even 4 and then 5, he's beginning to talk. He's really establishing what the church is. He's establishing the church as an organism, as an individual organism within you, and then when we connect, it becomes a larger organism. We call it the body of. So he's really, from the time Jesus begins to give instructions and live his life, he's really establishing the new order right then. There's really nothing else to establish after Jesus. When Jesus said it is finished, he wasn't lying. This is it. It is done. You don't need to add anything to this. Nor do you need to take anything away. But we get to add afterwards. Because man. Everybody say man. Just man. It's just the way it is. Listen, it's just the way mankind is. This is the way we are. We will always have leaven, and we will always add something. We will always add what we think is right, until we die to our own thought process.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I said, kill your wants. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. When I pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will. Not my will. Lord, you can't let this cup pass from me. No, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. We've been letting the cup pass. We've been keeping our own will. And then we project our will on others in the name of Jesus. And if you do this, it cakes up. It's been caking up over the years. It's been caking up. And nobody tore it down. It's been caking up over the years. And now it goes from a cake up to a clog up. Y'all listen to me. Be not therefore like them, for the Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. And most of the things we ask for is because we need something anyway. Mm-hmm. Verse 9, after this manner pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. Look at me. In earth. And look at me. In earth. Look at me. In earth. Come on, say in earth. That thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours, thine is the kingdom, that's the way, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites, of sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto to fast. Always trying to show somebody you holy. Come on, y'all know that's rampant in the modern day church. Everybody wants to show, put your best foot forward, don't you? Right? You ever? All right, God, of course. You ever come to church and had a bad day? Had a bad day to come to church? Huh?
Yeah.
Don't lie to me. You ever had a bad day, but you knew it was time to come to service?
Yeah.
What you do? It's like you wake up. You ever have somebody call and you wake up? You know you still got that frog in your throat because you're sleeping, because you don't want to sound like.
You're
put your best foot forward, huh?
Yeah.
You in the car? You mad? I ain't talking to nobody this morning. I walk out saying I ain't speaking to nobody this morning. I wish somebody would tell me so crazy this morning. Oh, good morning, blessed, highly favored. Yep. You don't want to show somebody something. Ego is a terrible thing, boy. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. They keep having their reward. They have their reward. And sometimes they actually do have their reward. A lot of people that do those same things, they don't want nothing else but that. They want men to pat them on the back. They want a bunch of men to follow them. They want people to say, Lord, Lord. They want them to say, oh, look how great you did today. Oh, they want them to say, look, look how anointed you are. They want that. It feeds the ego. Ego is Satan. It's the epitome of him. But thou wilt now fast anoint thy head and wash thy face. When it says anoint, there's not nothing deep. You put some oil on. I just want to speak to the word for a minute. That thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay up not for yourself treasures upon earth where moths and rust do corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, neither thieves do not break nor steal. Now remember now, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So now it's saying lay up your treasures inside. Because if my treasure is correct on the inside, I can always create what I need on the outside. But if I think that my treasure is a thing on the outside, they corrupt. They die. They people can steal that on the outside, but you can't steal what's on. Are you understanding me? If I got $1 million, you could take $1 million from me, but I could recreate it because, see, the source is on the, huh? No, the source is not what you do with your hands on the outside. The source is on the inside. For where your treasure is, there where your, y'all looking at it? Verse 21. For where your treasure is, there will be your, yeah, and where your heart is, flip that around, read that backwards. It said where your treasure is, that's where your what? Heart is, so read it backwards. Where your heart is, that's where your, okay. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore the eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light is if therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? So I need you to understand, so I can slow down for a minute, right? The light of the body is the eye. And if your eye be single, one, not two, double-minded man is, the eye be one, unified, and it be full of light, right? Jesus is very a matter of fact. He does not believe in one foot in, one foot out. He does not believe in half crucifixion. It doesn't work that way. Because the definition of crucifixion is giving it all. He moves from, I was having this conversation today, he moves from giving a sacrifice to being. See, we can get away with giving. You can take a goat. Or whatever, right? But when your life on the line, you remember Abraham had to take Isaac up there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Abraham asked for that ram in the thicket. God didn't say he was going to do that for him. But because Abraham asked him, that's where his faith was, God supplied it that way. But that was not God's original intention. Mm-hmm. Wow. We would have seen another resurrection way years before. Wow. Same God that gave it to you, the same God can give it to you again, huh? Amen. So he's, but if you got a little darkness in there, it's going to fill it up. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisee. Because eventually it's going to leaven the whole loaf. It's the way the poison spreads. Verse 24, no man can serve two masters. He either will hate one and love the other, or he will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And he's making a point. He says you cannot serve God, your identity, and something outside of your identity. Can't serve two masters. You can't. Are you understanding me? Therefore, I said to you, take no thought for your, oh, Lord, how much thought I don't take? Take no thought for your life. None. Take no thought of what your life, what you should eat or what you should drink. It's very matter of fact. Nor yet for your body is in detail or what you're going to put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor the gathered in the barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking one cubit, can add one cubit into your stature? By taking thought, can add one cubit to your stature? Or why take ye thought for raiment? You can't add no thought to your stature. Why are you thinking about the clothes to put on your stature? He's establishing church here. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon with all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, good God, which is today, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? And he's asking a question. Therefore, take no thought saying what you should eat, or what we going to drink, or how, what we going to wear. For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. Verse 33, you read. Ready, read. When? I start it again. But seek ye, go read. Yeah, take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So don't be trying to fix tomorrow or do tomorrow or live tomorrow. Seek ye the kingdom of God, which is you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Seek first that. The order. See the order? You see the order? But see, have you ever prayed for something? Clothes, something that you want or whatever. Hey, this is what you thought. This is what we taught. Your faith is in naming and claiming. Come on, y'all know it, right? Say what you want and you have it. He said, if you ask anything in my name, not just ask anything, and then add my name. You ask anything in my character. That's why some of the stuff that we've been asking for hadn't been coming to pass because it's not in his. He know that you need the thing. He know the things you want. He ain't mad about what you want. Are y'all listening to me? But seek first. Seek. Somebody just said it. Somebody said, seek ye first. Seek. What ye mean? And what you say now? Ye would be the word right now. You. Yeah, seek you first. Seek you first. Hold on. Seek you first. Yeah, you the kingdom. Are y'all listening? It's the way that he... You are literally, I want this to hit home for you. You are literally the way he's going to do his will. You are literally his will. If right now, because this is the place that I'm playing right now and speaking to you and you're listening to me, I am literally the way God is giving this message. Can y'all see this for a minute? Pipeline. I'm literally a pipeline from the Father to this realm. And it's not just me. Come on, say me too. Come on, me too. If anybody ever preach something to you and it ain't me too, watch it. Listen to me. Anybody give you a doctrine and it ain't me too, watch it. Right? Because God's intention is for you too. Empowerment. You were blessed before you were instructed. It's empowerment. What judgment shall you be judged? What measure you meet shall be measured unto you again. Chapter 7, I skipped one. Judge not that you be not judged. For what measure for what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And what measure you meet shall be measured you again. Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thy own eye? Sound like church stuff to me right there. But how would thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thy eye? Behold, the beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast the beam out of thy own eye, then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote of thy brother's eye. Now, if we describe the church this way, the church has been trying to deliver people and heal people, but they've been broke and sick. Look, as a man, okay, no discernment, no tongues, no nothing else, just as a man, I'm not going to run into a fist if I saw you run into a fist before me. Like, there's some things I'm going to see you do, and just out of my common sense, I'm going to be like, I ain't going over there. Right? Or I could just look at it and be like, I don't really like the way this look too much. This don't look like it don't look like it's progressing. I'm not going to sign up. Church. Common church, common day church, I'm saying. I'm looking at you, sicker than right? You got one of the, the same stuff going on. It's because the foundation is different. You get it? It's because we have not been building on a proper foundation. So what you got to offer me? Shoot, y'all don't know who y'all are. I don't know who I am. We in the same boat. No, nobody know nobody. Give not that which is holy unto dogs, neither cast ye the pearls before swines, that they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Asking it shall be given to you, seeking you shall find, knocking it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh, receive it. He that seeketh, findeth, and him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Mm-hmm. Or what man is there of you whom son asks bread, and he will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, he will give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? It's a question, right? Verse 12, therefore all things whatever thou would men to do unto you, even so do to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye at the straight gate, and wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that go thereat. You get it? Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And why few there be that find it? It's not that the way got to be narrow, right? But because we focus on, what you focus on does what? Expands. Say, what I focus on, expands. Come on, say it again. What I focus on, expands. One more time. What I focus on, expands. So whatever way that I focus on becomes either broad or narrow. And there's only a few on the narrow way because there's not many people focused on that. There's not many people focused on dying to their thought process. Everybody is focused on getting what they got to get. And they're praying and trying to put the anointing and the holy oil and the blood of Jesus and all that on what they want. So broad is the way. Because it's not focused. The guys, you know, you see them guys that used to walk the tight wire? Yeah, the tight wire, hit them guys, you know, I don't know, you know, I hear them guys talk about it. They practice so much, and they focus so much on it. I heard a guy saying years ago, he said, it's almost like, he said, that rope or that wire, that tight wire, looks like a plank to him. Wow. He can walk, because he's so focused that it expands for him. He's so focused. It doesn't matter the real state of the wire. It's really about you. Jesus walks on water because he wasn't focused on the water. He was focused on the walk. I don't know, y'all ain't hearing me. Yeah, W's. He wasn't focused on the water. He was focused on the way in the walk. Because you saw what happened to Peter.
Right.
He walked because he was focused on the way, which is Jesus, right? Yeah. But then when he began to focus on the winds and the water, because these W's, right? Come on, we're preaching, ain't we? You get focused on the winds and the waters. What you focus on?
Expands.
Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravens and wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Mm-hmm. A good tree cannot bring evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not fruit, it is hewn down and cast to the fire, whereby their fruits they shall know. You shall know them. Wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. Verse 21. You reading it? Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord. See something different. I see something. Many times we refer to that scripture as going to heaven and getting kicked out of heaven, going sent to hell, right? And that's, we ain't taking that away. I see now not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom. Now everybody say, Lord, Lord, is going to enter to the inside. It's going to know who they really are from the inside. Everybody say, Lord, Lord. Shall enter into the way. Everybody say, Lord, Lord is the way. In the scripture over, he told them, beware of false prophets. Everybody say, Lord, Lord. is the way. But he that doeth the, which is where? He that doeth the will of my Father that's inside. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, we have thou kept prophesying thy name. In thy name we cast out devils. In thy name we've done many wonderful works. And I will say it, and then I will profess. I ain't going to say it. I'm a professor. Professor. Then I will profess unto them. Not only I don't know you. That's tough. I ain't never know you. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So now I see you either working the will of God or you're working iniquity. Therefore, whoever, verse 24, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which buildeth his house upon a what? Now, we go to Matthew 16 over there. We don't have time to go, but remember, this is chapter, what? 7, right? 7 becomes before 16, right? So now Jesus is always explaining something and re-explaining it later on if you can connect the dots. Are y'all listening? The next time we hear that talking about the rock, he talking about upon this, I build my rock. Everybody say rock. All right, see this? It'd be like a wise man. We're likening him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. So the rains and the winds coming does not determine your being. Many times we become fearful and we doubt and we let the rains and the wind that are without us determine how we feel within us. We let the rains and the winds that are on the outside determine what we begin to do on the
inside.
But we understand that if we're founded, we're built upon a rock. Bring the rain and bring the wind, because I'm founded upon a rock. It can beat upon the house. But it fell not, for it was founded. Foundation. For it was founded. You know, they say the founder. Somebody's the founder of something. Right? They were the beginning of a thing, right? Because it was founded, it was a begin. The foundation of it is upon a rock. It was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. He's still building. Still building a house. Right? But we're missing the rocks. And the rain descended, same rain. And the flood came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. It came to pass when Jesus ended these saying, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. I'm not preaching you like these regular preachers now. I'm not coming to tell you the same thing, giving you your rituals anymore. I'm trying to tell you who you are. Are y'all listening to me? My point is to say, and Jesus' point has always been to say who you are, and so this is how you function, because this is who you are. You have to know who you are to function like you are. You get it? And if you function like you should, right, and be who you really are, then you don't have to worry about the winds and the rains or anything else, because you are founded upon a rock. I will have no problems with you.
Amen.
If you function from the rock, now we go to Matthew 16 real quick. We know that, flip over real quick, come on real quick, and then, through 16 Matthew 16 and verse 15, he says, but whom say ye that I am? Verse 16, Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this the rock is identity. Upon this rock I will build my church. Now, you don't hear Jesus say church 2 times in the Gospels. 2 times. That's it. He never allowed a church talk. He didn't talk a lot about the organism or the organization. He didn't talk a lot about that. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys. That's why the gates don't prevail, because I give you the keys. You think going knock it down, huh? No. Yoke is easy. Give the keys. You can hook up the back of the truck to it with a chain, trying to tear it down. No, it's not like the church, huh? Let me try to tear down the kingdom of hell. I gave you keys. Go home. Go home and go kick your door down. You can get inside. Ram and knock your door down. I got a right to be in here. Boom! You tore your door down. Now how you gonna? What's gonna protect you? You got a key, huh?
Yes.
Hold on. Do you have keys?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you got a keypad or something? Get in your house, right?
Yes.
Use the keypad. Ain't that much easier? You go try to tear your door down. You gonna tear your shoulder down before you tear the door down? You gonna tear yourself down? And come on. Can we look at this? Can we look at this? Can we compare this to modern day to church? We working hard. We working hard doing everything, and we only end up hurting. Then we die before we get inside. I get you. Amen. Y'all got the video for Brother Leroy Jr. class. This class probably won't be very long that I'm in right now. So whenever I dismiss that, I'm going to let Darius dismiss you. And then you can go ahead. So you'll be responsible for whatever you hear on that video up until that point. I got it?